Hello everyone. I'd like to introduce everybody to our podcast. We are going to discuss the first five pathway, and we're going to discuss a little bit about education. So joining me, we have Camille Gadria, who has been a GP for 8 years in London and has had a variety of roles in education, and Raisha Nurani, who is a GP in Southwest London and a training programme director for Croydon VTS and a first five lead for the Southwest Thames faculty. So I just wanted to ask you, Camille and Raisha, what your experience of CPD has been.
So CPD is a relatively, I'd say, new concept when you finish CCT, and much of your sort of learning as a trainee comes from, you know, assessment and what you need to do to get through your GP training. So for me, getting that balance of education with clinical work was a little bit of a learning process when I first started. And it was trying to find things that were relevant to me as a new GP, and that was quite easily accessible and gave me lots of pragmatic value, and I could use it in my day-to-day work. And that's really kind of, I guess what I'm saying is those are the things that are really important for me when I'm looking for CPD activities, that they've got to be really relevant to what I'm doing. I don't know, what do you think, Camille?
Yeah, no, I agree completely, Raisha. When I first qualified, it was absolutely wonderful to be post CCT because it was the first time that I could choose where I worked and work in a place that was close to home. So that meant that I could fulfill my caring responsibilities, and that meant that I had more time for CPD than I'd ever had before. I'd been interested in many things, but it was really hard to squeeze everything in and get home in time to do the dinners and washing and so on. So being a fully qualified GP meant that I could make my own decisions as an adult, which was really fantastic. And the other aspect that was really good was the BMA contract allows for one CPD session per full-time equivalent. So I actually had specified time in my contract to actually do CPD. And I know a lot of my colleagues didn't have this because they hadn't negotiated that contract, which they're entitled.
So it's a fascinating area, isn't it, education? And it's really that balance of pragmatic value in day-to-day practice combined with the ability to prioritise it in between work and in between life, and negotiating that within your work setting as well. Certainly for me, I always think you, to really enjoy education, you have to have everything else in order. And I think, you know, having a happy working life and having, being content in terms of your non-work side of things helps in terms of the pursuit of education. So I hope that this pathway that we've all created, we work together to create, helps with all the first five GPs. The pathway has been curated by mostly GPs with an educational background, but most of the resources are mapped according to a set of learning outcomes. So the learning outcomes have been chosen by myself from the RCGP curriculum, and they are broad, and they, looking back over my career as a GP for the last 10 years, I think those were the ones that I've picked, I wish I'd thought about a bit more when I started working as a GP. So the five learning outcomes, the first one is to adopt a self-directed approach to CPD and feeding that into appraisal and revalidation. The second is to gather and interpret info from a patient's history and physical exam and investigations and decide a plan and collaborate with your patient. And the third is to evaluate and improve the care that you provide. The fourth is to manage concurrent problems within an individual patient. And the fifth is to support a patient through the experience of health, illness, and recovery. And I think they're all equally important, and having a strategic way of approaching each learning outcome would really prepare you for a career as a first five GP. Camille and Raisha, What resonated with you with regards to the first five pathway and working as a GP?
Thanks, Tina. I found that really useful to have that kind of context behind it. And even I would say within the first few months of qualifying, I've kind of realised there's things that you don't pick up in your VTS training, you know, negotiation skills, learning how to deal with sort of more very complex patients and the communication skills you need with that. And I think when I was helping with doing the pathway, one of the ones that really resonated with me was this learning outcome 5, which really looks at what the patient's journey is like, because what you don't realize how much of an impact that has on the patient and the outcomes that you might get in disease or health. And I think when you're responsible for that clinician, then it becomes really important that, you know, you kind of become a bit invested in their journey, don't you? And I think for me, that learning outcome was something that I started to look at and see what sort of tools were available. So it was it was good for me to learn what else was out there. And in that way, having that pathway there kind of allowed me to look at something like that, whereas I don't know if I'd necessarily picked up on, oh, I want to learn about the patient journey. So for me, I found that incredibly useful.
Right, so I agree. I think the outcome 5 is a really important learning outcome, and it makes you think about general practice, not just in terms of that face-to-face initial consultation between the GP and the patient, but it really makes you think like a leader providing or supporting the pathway that the patient is going through. Camille, do you have any thoughts on the first 5 pathway?
Yeah, so the first learning outcome, self-directed learning, resonates a lot with me as an appraiser, because I would say that's part of the key of being a professional. The difference between sort of assessment-driven learning during your training years versus lifelong CPD is important and can be confusing for some people to navigate. I've noticed some people get very fixated on things like, you know, I need to learn more dermatology or I need to learn more ENT. And those are two of the most common general areas people mention, but it's not really connected to anything specific that they have encountered. And once they think about specific encounters that they've had and why it matters to them and how they're going to put it into practice, I think it comes more alive. It's just and much more realistic with what you're doing as a practitioner. I think the pathways approach really helps you combine learning rather than looking at individual topics as silos. It just makes it more in line, like Raisha was saying, the patient's journey as someone would actually experience healthcare.
I agree. I think learning outcome 1 is the one that, you know, if you don't prepare for it, can catch you out. And it's nice to start your appraisal year or your revalidation cycle with a clear plan in place. And learning outcome 1 certainly helps you with that. Just going back to the pathway and reflecting on it, it was interesting because I am a member of the Royal College of GPs. I wasn't really familiar with all the resources that I had access to. And, you know, I wasn't aware that as a college member, we had access to e-learning, Essential Knowledge Update, Innovate Journal, British Journal of General Practice. And I wasn't familiar with how to access these. So, you know, the pathway curates all of these resources in a user-friendly way and allows you to pick and choose which parts you want to delve into. I think also the pathway is a way of knowing what other GPs are reading and what people are familiarizing themselves with. It's always nice to have a set of resources that you know that you and your colleagues are familiar with and up to date with. So just going back to any other hints and tips for learning and CPD, Raisha and Camille, do you have any hints and tips, anything that you would suggest has helped with your learning?
I agree with you, Tina. I would say that when I started and looked at the RCGP resources, it just felt so overwhelming. And having something that kind of fits vaguely fits into different elements really helps to kind of work out where you and where and what you need to learn or would like to learn. And I guess that kind of follows on into onto my hints and tips. It's often difficult once you see CT to know what you need to know, if that makes sense. It's not as easy as picking up, oh, today I'm going to learn about dermatology. Sometimes the things that you need to learn about are much broader and not as clear cut as that. And I think that the pathway helps in that regard. And I think the different goalposts, aren't they? Once you've finished in your first five GP, you're creating your own goalposts. You're kind of creating your own outcomes of success, really, which you don't really have when you're sort of still in the nurturing environment that training is. And I think it's being aware of that, trying not to pick up the same stuff all the time. So I like women's health, and I just gravitate to women's health webinars and seminars. And I don't think that's the answer. That doesn't mean I'm getting any better as a doctor. So I probably need to look at other areas. And it's learning skills that you don't pick up in clinical training. You know, like I said earlier, the negotiation skills, how to manage conflict, how to get buy-in from your patients. It's all of those things which I think will be the things that I'd really suggest that you look at when you're focusing on your CPD as a first five GP.
I agree. And I think, you know, you really touched upon sort of what's known to you and what's known to others. And certainly I was a bit like you in the sense that I tended to lean towards women's health often, but would completely ignore other parts of the curriculum. And it's nice to suddenly be reminded that actually there's other topics that I may not have thought of, such as men's health or perhaps mental health, that may be beneficial to me as a GP. Camille, do you have any thoughts on hints and tips?
Yeah, I'd agree with what you said just now about the pathway helping to find resources, because even if the resources are known, I hear a lot of people, and myself included, weren't really sure about how to use the resources, and the pathway helps guide that. And that relates to my tips for first five CPD, which is to do it in a group. Get together with other first fives and get to, you know, use these resources as a group activity. You know, make it fun, you know, include some social aspect and link in with your first five lead for your area, who will be aware of the new resources that keep coming out. The RCGP first five lead would be directly, you know, kept in touch about updates to the resources. So it's really worth linking in with the right people so that you both enjoy your CPD, make the most of it, and get access to the latest information.
And just touching upon that as well, Camille, it's really important to link with experienced GPs. So whether that's corridor conversations, you know, within your surgery or, you know, within out of hours, or linking in with online conversations. So the RCGP had lots of groups, online groups, such as the overdiagnosis group. So using the pathway as a road to these conversations. So for example, we have some fantastic resources on essential knowledge updates. You know, if you've learned something from the pathway, then use it as a way of sharing that information with your, you know, with your practice, and encourage those conversations on, you know, actually, what, how would you have used this resource in the real world? So that's probably my only real tip, just to encourage corridor conversations.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely agree. Like, don't limit it to the age or the location. Absolutely. Use any opportunity for CPD.
I think you remember it better as well, don't you? When you can hang it on a conversation you've had with someone, you just remember that information. So it's just much more powerful and relevant than if you've just read it by yourself one evening.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's some sort of emotional connection with the information that you have in a conversation with a colleague that you respect. I just wanted to say thank you to you both for helping us with the podcast and the pathway. I'd like to signpost all our listeners to the pathway. So if you do have some time, please do Google search the term first five pathway, or use the website, the RCGP website, to find the First Five pathway, and please log in and have a read of the resources which have been mapped to the learning outcomes. There are some multiple choice questions and extended matching questions at the end to also test your knowledge, hopefully give some feedback as well. Thank you.